gradually transition away. I can ask you to go away with you. So you are a sadhu, boy, minor, mother, crying and turning blind. I am also much disturbed. And being a sadhu, you say you won't ask me to go away, to come to us. But this is your vision. But mine vision is this, that a jiva is in the ocean. Ocean drive up and down with the waves, going down gradually. And anyhow he has come to the shore. And again I shall push him into the ocean. We consider his eternal life. This time he has come to you, but he has his eternal chain of life, birth and death. And only he can be saved back to God, back to home. He is coming home, and I shall push him into the ocean of this death and birth, the Bhavasamudra. I can't be so clear. You feel? So, who wants to come under the banner of Mahaprabhu, but cannot put faith in the present Acharya. We are not going to take away, to entice that are going to ISKCON. But that won't go to ISKCON, but once Krishna consciousness and the Mahaprabhu, we want to help those souls, if possible, if necessary. If they come, how can we say, no, we won't. That is the spirit. Yes. Krishna is our, Mahaprabhu is our, Swami Maharaj is our Sarva. Let them judge. Whatever will come, we shall have. Lord Hari Bol. Let him listen to.
So, yesterday in the second chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat, there was one explanation about Lord Chaitanya's older brother, Vishwarupa. So, I was wondering, what was Vishwarupa is also taken as a non-different form of Balaram?
Yeah.
How does that coincide with Nityananda Prabhu? What was their relationship? Yeah.
Balaram means his function was not exactly so high as that of Nityananda. So he was absorbed by Nityananda. He entered into Nityananda. Nityananda's activity and importance in the service of Bhakti Gauranga was great in magnitude. And Vishwarupa's connection is less powerful. It may be the type of Sankarsan. Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram of Vrindavan, Balaram of Dharaka, Balaram of Vaikuntha, the Sankarsan, different position. I've got difference also as in personality of Krishna. So that is of a little lower type. And he entered in the Nityananda, finished his function. He had some connection with Bala Gopal, not direct. That Taitik Vipra case. For the third time, his arrangement was equal to to cook the tachini, and again, and to offer it to Bala Gopal. But he did not have the chance of looking at this questions arranged from a distance. And then when the Vipra offered to Bala Gopal, they are all very eager and busy to keep Gaur Gopal in a confined room. But without their notice, Gaur Gopal came out and took the prasadam and the tachi vipra when he came. Gaur Gopal showed him his position, that of Krishna, Vrajo, and these things. And he was benumbed with joy that he is Ishtadevata, the ideal of the Lord for which he is passing his days, has come before him. Present vision, and he found his mission is successful. But the Shuddha's function was to connect, but he could not present himself in that area. So little distance he had arranged for this. In the time he had got inclination, intense inclination towards Krishna Vasana. Krishna Vasana. But we do not find any clear shape of that Vasana, nor in the line of Sri Chaitanya Dev, as he inaugurated. Only he wanted the Nimai men to stay at home and go on with household life, but he must come out and become a sannyasi in a dream. He appeared before Nimai and asked him to follow him in the path of sannyas. But not any positive instruction that you must engage yourself in eternal bhajan or kirtan of Krishna. That we don't get from him in a definite and a positive way. But the negative side, he is helping it. So the glad face of Nityananda we may find in him, in Vishwarupa. Sachi Devi, he got that vision. In Nidai, he saw Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa, the elder brother of Nimai. Okay, Nimai. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So Vishwarupa is Shankarsan. But a little, Nityananda Prabhu was a little higher, holding higher for the Aung San in this way. Anga, Nityananda Angi, Vishnu is Anga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's all.
So Vishwarup stayed in the background?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Background. Not in direct help, in the direct lila of Mahaprabhu.
I had forgotten that I added it, that
to help the spiritual, subservient, must be subservient to the spiritual idea, socio-political. Of course, we cannot avoid society and a sort of politics, but that must be subservient to this pure spiritual idea. And it is difficult to stick to that principle throughout the life. You must be a bona fide student, otherwise you are influenced by the environment and enters into this socio-political life of the structure, perhaps personally or in the group. That is a danger. And that is the all is pratishtha. Pratishtha is gone. And that is the greatest enemy to a devotee. The greatest enemy of the devotee is pratishtha, self-consideration. Pratishtha. So hungry, Krishna. I want to establish myself in a separate glory. My glory is in my surrendering in the slavery of Krishna, Guru Krishna. In promoting the negative aspect of my life and never any positive. And who is established there in the normal negative feeling of his highest idea, he can, on the behalf of his master, he can interfere with the positive activity of this world. But he is already one with his master. Only he can assert. He can chastise. He can control. That is considered to be pulapita bhakku. That is madness in Gurudev. That is not Gurudev saying, I am not normal here. When I am inspired by my Lord to control the character, to assume the subjective activity, I am abnormal. My normal identification is only in the service and percent. But when I am to take some puja from the disciple to assert in a particular way, to chastise and to fight with the society, that is all abnormal function. That is not mine. That is only by inspiration. I cannot but do that, and that is not my action. That is the idea. Pallavita Bhakti. Mahaprabhu himself said, Sanatana, I am teaching you so many high things, but this is not mine, they only passing through me, I feel. But I say, I am just like a delirium, what I say to you. But I can't check. It's passing, Krishna is passing through me. Apparently I am speaking, but in fact it is not so. But I say I don't know. I am talking deliriously. And our Prabhupada also mentioned in a letter about Kunjava, Paropita Vakko. and he is giving advice to Kunjabhava in a particular way. Yahai amar prolobhita vakya, to a disciple, to correct him, to chastise him, a prolobhita vakya. I am asserting myself. I can't serve Krishna. I can't follow the advice of Mahaprabhu. I am burning holes in the inside. That is the normal position, the negative position. Crying, burning, I can't get service. I can't do it to the point. The burning desire for the sun in connection with the infinite, such should be the attitude of a sadhvita. I can't. I am helpless. How I shall be able to do? The hankering in the background to do, but the unfitness on the surface. I am unfit. That would be the inner feeling of a true sadhvita of Krishna. I want more, Na prema gandhasti, not even a speck. There is a particle of prema in me, a particle of divine love, not yet I have come. Such a path, the highest idea is of such nature. Not even a drop of that nectar of divine love I have in me. And I am going mad now. All this imitation, all this feast that I show as a player, that I have got love for the divinity, this is all play. A false play. That is the road we are to make progress of. On that road we are to go walk. No tinge of satisfaction, no possibility. Born in fire, born in fire.
Maharaj, once you were explaining the nature of bhakti, and you said that bhakti is such that we can see it in others, but we can not detect bhakti in ourselves.
Yes. In two ways we can conceive. So we can see that it is there in others. His activity, his nature shows that he has, his practices shows that he has bhakti confidence in Krishna. But I don't feel that thing in me. But he can see in others. That is one thing. Another thing in him on the negative side. Whenever he is asked, why do you go on the false stage? You are engaged in a false chase
False?
Wild goose chase.
Oh.
Well, you don't get, why do you go that way? Then he will be curious. Don't talk with me to like this. But then, Vishaya Katha, what is not connected with the Lord, if any topics, he won't be able to tolerate that. But say about Krishna. He will talk about any other thing, he can't tolerate. Can't tolerate. No. I want to hear about Krishna. That will be in that way. If you think that you have got no love for Krishna, then you hear all these things. And there, what is not Krishna? No. Then he will be furious. I won't add anything you say about Krishna. That is the point of measurement from the indirect sight, indirect evidence.
Mm.
And direct, if you know, there is bhakti here, not only I faith to achieve. Sabe Krishna bhajan kare yehi matra. Hare Krishna bhajan kare. He sees that everyone, there being Krishna, only I am the rebel. As much as he approaches to Mahabhagavadadhika, okay, so selfish that everyone has got I can't get. That sort of selfishness goes in indirect way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. He wants more and more, as much. So much is given to him, so terrible. The hardness in the demand. No, no, I want. I can't live without more food. That is the nature. Mahabhava. I can eat so much, and you are giving only this. Yeah, a point. How I can be satisfied? But your hunger has got no limit. Food stuff is very small quantity.
Mm-hmm.
They are satisfied with a little morsel of food. They are feeling that, yes, they have got enough. But you want more and more unquenchable and thirst you have got. That is the peculiarity, Mahabhava, hungry, in the infinite hungry, to eat everything. It means serving, we must not forget,
that
in the form of service, I want to serve everything, the whole service. It is my responsibility to do the whole service of Krishna. Otherwise I can't live. The whole service must be given to me. If you want to allow myself to live, I can't. The ant and the elephant, the Gandhi thought, the difference must be observed between ant and the elephant. If in elephant standard you give to the ant standard food, if you distribute to the elephant will go on. It will be finished.
Mm-hmm.
So Radharani is elephant standard eater. And so are all else almost ant standard eater. So she wants more. One lakh of elephant food, 1 lakh of ant may be fed by that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But in the size of infinite, there is no question of any want, no want. As much as you can, you take yourself to satisfy your fullest thirst or hunger. So, to hunger more, that is the qualification. No question of want there. So increase your hunger. Go on increasing hunger. Thirst. Go on increasing thirst to drink nectar. No question of want. Ag bindu jagat duvai. One drop is sufficient to quench the thirst of the old world, Mahaprabhu says. This is a partial acquaintance of the infinite. That the one drop is enough to satisfy the whole. And then most of Bodhisattvas each other is Mahabhav Sarupa.
Qualitative dependence?
Qualitative difference.
Difference.
Must be there also, but the quantitative difference in the other hand. Lower quality food and less quantity may satisfy your hand. But in the case of elephant, not only quantity but quality should also be improved. It may, the comparison of an elephant may not be of such type, but in the case of the Vaishnava world, both quantity and quality. Higher hunger is not in quantity but in quality also. Otherwise higher hardnessness can't come. Only not quantity but quality. Quality. To maintain the hunger of that standard, high standard, not only quantity, quality is also necessary. Hare Krishna. Just as if we want to have a big construction, a small construction may be Ardhan or maybe Udhan, but big structure is what to concern, then quality of the stuff is necessary, some iron or other hard stuff is necessary to have a big construction. And the Ardhan construction may break down. Wooden construction may stay for a long time in this way. The greater, the higher, both in quality and quantity. Otherwise it cannot be durability will be challenged.
Maharaj, that taste is according to Sukriti? Yeah. Taste is according to Sukriti?
Yes. Sukriti. According to the Sukriti begins. But in the way, it may be changed, modified. In Sadhu Sangha, Bidla Mangal started with some Sukriti that in the beginning was not very good quality. But in the way, on his way, he came across the greater ideas. And he was on the way, walking, came. Well, the oil is there and also sweet weed also there. Not only of the Supreme but also of his servitors. They are free. It is difficult to chalk out any final line of action when so many free agents are concerned about that. Otherwise their freedom will be checked. So it is difficult, like in a mathematical way, to calculate that this must reach the moon, the rocket must reach the moon in such a way with the calculation. But when hampered, we have to detect another planet in particular site, oh, attraction for that, there was a fault in our calculation. Another body is attracting, so the path was not straight. By method of residue, we have to find out another planet. It must go this side, the attraction this, that, and calculate it must go, chalk out the way in this way. But when we see that it is not gone in that way, then another body is attracting, interrupting in the way. So also, there are so many sadhus, they have got their independent way. They come across and they, from there, the passenger may get some more help. The quality may be improved. So, the material final calculation is not possible in the case of the spiritual independent walk, as so many good spirit wills are traveling, wondering whether they are off. And their motive is to help the passengers always. Krishna. Sadhus.
Maharaj, you often describe that the disease condition is when one considers he has already attained the object. He's already attained the object. This is a disease condition. One's hunger has already been fulfilled. So you said that that is the unhealthy position. Just like this man came, he said, Paramananda. One man came and he said, Paramananda, I am Paramananda. And you were saying that this is a disease condition to think you are filled up.
You are satisfied.
Satisfied.
No, not in want.
Yes.
Who came here? Yeah, I am Paramananda, I am fulfilled. Oh, this bhakti.
Yes, she is.
I am in full ecstasy. That is a diseased condition. I am hungry. That is a very healthy sign of health.
Maharaj, in Bhagavatam, there is that one verse, Vayam tu na vitripyama uttama shloka vikame.
Vayam tu na vitripyama uttama shloka vikame. No end of satisfaction. Not that we are not disgusted with it. Pamo does not mean that we are disgusted with all these topics. But our thirst is increasing more and more as much as we hear about this. Thirst increasing.
Without sadhu sang, we could not get that taste. They say swadhu, swadhu, pade, pade, but we could not get...
Sadhu, sadhu, pade.
But without
as
sadhu...
As much we taste, so much, we hanker and again supply it again with new taste. New taste, new taste. Prajipadam purnamita sadhu.
Yes.
We are new. Next day.
But we cannot get
sadhu,
that...
Sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. At every point, we are having a new satisfaction, a satisfaction of new time.
Without sadhu sangha, we cannot get that. Without sadhu sangha, it's not possible.
Sadhu sangha, grantha sangha. Sometimes within, when discussing about the shloka or any word of sadhu, within also maybe evolved. Sadhu Sangha, not only externally, but internally also you can have Sadhu Sangha or Chaitya Guru, as you may say, Sadhu Sangha, maybe internally. I am setting up a Sadhu, I am thinking, the new light may permit. And then Shastra also, I am thinking about the meeting. New illumination may come.
Mm-hmm. Maharaj, once you described the Chaita Guru, he is the impression which the spiritual master has left within one's heart.
That may be the guide.
Guide.
Mm. My Gurudev has said so. I could not understand that. But by recapitulating within me, now unfolding new light, Chaita Guru, the Guru, when I am associating him in my mind, internally. Chaita Guru. Guru that is within me, and I am having association of my Guru, the thought of relativity. That if this is so, then it must be so, so and so. In this way, out of the law of relativity, many things will come from within. In our inner nature also we pray to Gurudev, and he also may send new life to me. The Shastra also can do so. Chittastha, that is within. Chittattva, chit. Chit means pure consciousness. From there it comes. Not through eye, not through ear, without the help of the external senses, from within, from higher self. It may come down to me. Very far with the other advices of Lord Gurudev, when he delivered it to you in book or in his talk. And this is so many things we realize. Mm-hmm. So many new things we may realize in the line. But we must know, we must be cautious also that it may not spring from any mundane desire. Bhukti mukti spriya, neither from exploitation nor from renunciation stage. It must be serving prema, and that also, not conditional serving, not very watchful and awe-inspired service of Vaikuntha, but spontaneous, automatic, for love, for sacrifice, not for any gain in return. All these tests must be put there, which I got from my Gurudev and Shastra. And the test must be put. It may spring from my dual nature, how to differentiate from them. So sometimes I may put to our confidential associates. I got this sort of insinuation within revelation, whether it is revelation or it is some old remnant of any sleeping desire. What do you say, my friend? We can test it. If there is any doubt there, any suspicion, any hesitation, we may put to test to those whom we rely on. So sadhu sangha, bhudhayam tapparasparam, matitta madgata prana, bhudhayam tapparasparam. What is dharati gujjamakhyati prichyati. By that it will be consolidated, purified, and the journey would be a safe one. Mm.
So then, you said when the quality, when quality increases, then the quantity will decrease.
Quality increases, both on the person, same cycle will be limited and more limited. The quantity will decrease. And the scripture also, not ordinary. Higher scripture only can help you in that stage. And a few friends only can help you in that stage. So quantity decreases in this way. Gauri Gaur. Have you taken anything? Pardon?
Little thing. I was reading Bhagavad Gita that the karma of the living entity has no beginning. So how something that is temporal, is not eternal, can be without beginning?
As long as it has got its beginning, but that do not come within the jurisdiction of the world of limitation. Because when Jivatma, by the exercise of his free will, out of curiosity, first enters into this mind land, from then he came as a factor of this this limited world. So his participation is beyond the beginning of this limited world. So it is said anadi. Anadi means does not come within the jurisdiction of this limited world, thought of limitation. First participation, then entrance into this world of consideration. Okay, what is your... Form of thought, first participation, and then come within the calculation. Calculation is not possible in the eternal world, in our way. So, it came within the jurisdiction of our calculation after participation. So it is a beginning, beginning is before, anadi. Before this finite relativity. Finite relativity is the conclusion of this mundane sphere. The eternal thing is entering into a final area. So, anadi means it could be traced previous history unknown in this mundane world. An American entered into India and the CID is keeping his history, reactions, and his report to the government. From his entrance, when he landed here, from that he can give his history. But he may have his history beyond entrance into India, in America. That is unknown. Something like that. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you said in this world. You mean in this janma? In this janma.
In this janma?
Yeah, in this lifetime.
The history may be gone, in Bengal, and in Punjab can be traced, but in Russia it may not be traced, something like that. This janma, the sukha deha, that is in the book of Yamraj, it may be found. This previous life he was there in this way, under jurisdiction, this life of flesh and bone. And this mental body, but from one body passing into another body, That is within the record of the provincial secretariat. That is also mundane, but subtle and gross, and different grosses. The one by bath number one, bath number two, three, four. But that is within the jurisdiction of the material agents, inspectors. And only the soul, the eternal soul, which has entered here and just getting so many dresses before entrance into the jurisdiction of India, what was this nature of life or activity, that is unknown. So that is anadi. Anadi is entrance. He is